This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Spilling the Reality, where the journey of a Russian adoptee living with a disability is shared and brought to life. Hey guys, I'm Baker. On this episode, I will be talking about my Corriqui trip to Australia. This trip for me was absolutely life-changing. It was the best week of my entire life, honestly. So how this happened. So in 2021, I got invited to go on a trip with Corriqui, to Auckland. At this time, it was like kind of COVID-y times. So, I got invited to go to a trip to Auckland with our group, and I was super excited because I had never been to Auckland before. So we had a meeting a few months later at the Bayfield Pavilion, and we kind of like got our backpacks and, you know, met each other and talked about the trip and everything, and it was so exciting. And yeah, so then we kind of just waited, and then it was supposed to be in March, and less than 24 hours before we were supposed to go, it got cancelled due to COVID because Auckland had gone into lockdown. That was kind of devastating, I am not going to lie. I was very upset. I was crying for a good hour about it, and I showed up to school the next day, and my teacher's like, "Why are you at school? I thought you were supposed to be in Auckland." I was like, "Auckland went into lockdown." So that didn't happen. And before I continue, I'm quickly going to explain a little bit about what Corriqui is. So they are an organisation that takes kids with a disability or a terminal illness to Auckland and the Gold Coast for a trip of a lifetime. And they are absolutely incredible. So, shout out to you guys. So, I kind of just waited 2021, 22. I didn't really know if it was happening or not. And then 2023, 6th of November, I was sitting on the couch and my parents had gotten an email. And my dad comes over, he's like, "Oh, Vika, I've got an email for you, but you need to be mature about it." So I was like, "Okay, what's this email about?" I go over to the computer, and I see an email from Corriqui. I open the computer, and it says, "You have been invited on a trip to the Gold Coast with Corriqui." And let me tell you, when I got this email, I was like, "What? What? To the Gold Coast? Like, what?" And then I screamed so loudly. I was just screaming. And then after I was done screaming, I started crying, like bawling my eyes out. I sobbed for like ages. I was so, so, so excited. That was amazing news to get, especially during exam time. Which I must say, last year's exams were a bit cruel. But anyway. No, yeah. So, November 2022, sorry. No, it was in November 2022, 6th of November, I got the email. Super excited. Had the holidays. Awesome. January or February, we had a meeting about it, and we got our backpacks, and we figured out, like, got to know where we were staying and where we were going to, and we got the itinerary. And let me tell you, the minute I saw a koala on that itinerary, I was like, "Oh my gosh!" Because, like, along with giraffes, I also love koalas. Like, love koalas. I cannot tell you. Like, I love koalas so much. Like, that. I love koalas and giraffes, two favorite animals. Anywho, I got so excited because we were going to be staying at Turtle Beach Resort. We were going to be going to Movie World, Sea World, Dream World, and Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary. And for someone who had never gone overseas on a plane, apart from being brought back from Russia, which I don't remember because I was a baby, this was like so exciting. So we were supposed to go in March 7th. And so March 7th came around, and I was buzzing with excitement. I was so excited. I don't think I've ever been that excited in my life, honestly. Well, came to the airport in our wee karakia tops and with our backpacks. I think they had our backpacks, actually, and then gave it to us. They have wee ribbons on them. It's so cute. I've actually got my karakia backpack with me now. But anyway, yeah, we got our wee backpacks. We were sitting at the airport. We had lunch. I said goodbye to our parents. Hopped on the plane from Dunedin to Christchurch. Now, with our group, we had 4 girls and 3 boys. So there were 7 of us, and there was 5 carers with us. And, like, one was camp mum for kind of all of us. And I love all the carers. If you guys happen to be listening to this, hi! But, yeah. So we had our carers and our stuff. And my carer was coming down from Wellington. So the first time that I got to meet her was at the Christchurch airport. She was incredible. And on the plane from Dunedin to Christchurch, I was quite rattled by landing and taking off. I was kind of scared. So at the Christchurch airport, I got given a wee tangle. We all got given fidget toys. And I got a tangle, a pink and white tangle, to, like, have with me on the plane. And it helped a lot. Like, I still didn't particularly like taking off or landing, but it was very helpful. And so the plane from Christchurch to Gold Coast, it had mini TVs on the back. So much fun. I was playing the number game. There's a number game that I was playing. I was also listening to music, and it was just a total vibe. And let me tell you, I was sitting next to one of the carers, and she's super sweet, amazing. And she also knew my parents as well somehow. I think she used to work with them. Anywho, I was so excited when we landed. She got a photo of me when we landed, and it's not the most flattering photo, but you can just kind of see the excitement on my face. It was one of the best moments in my life so far. It was incredible. And we landed in the Gold Coast, and we were 3 hours behind New Zealand, I think. So we got to Gold Coast, and let me tell you, my mum had warned me about, like, the heat hitting you when you come to the Gold Coast. Didn't know what she meant until we walked out of the airport doors, and it just hit us. It was like a big warm heat, and it just kind of, hit you. But it was amazing, and there were palm trees. This got me, and, like, I loved it so much, It was amazing. We got to our resort. Basically, we got to our resort. There was a cafe on the resort, so we got pizzas. Delicious, might I say. And then we all hopped into bed because we were all exhausted. And then there were, like, rooms with twin beds because we had 2 units, one for the boys, one for the girls. And I was sharing with one of my friends, Lizzie. Hi. So we both woke up at 4 a.m. the next morning. We didn't realise it was 4 a.m. because we were the only ones who didn't have a clock in our room. The others had a clock because one of the other girls had a watch on. So she could just kind of, you know, 3 hours back, whatever. They knew the time. The carers had a room which had the time because it had, like, a clock in there, I think, or something. We didn't have clocks. We didn't know what time it was. So we got up and we started talking and did not realise it was 4 a.m. So we got told to go back to sleep. And then we woke up at 7 o'clock, maybe, I think, a few hours later. And then we had breakfast. I honestly don't know if we went in the pool the morning. We may have gone in the pool. I don't know. But the first day that we got there after we arrived was Movie World. And for someone who's never been to a theme park, I was like, oh, me and Lizzie were both sitting in the back, absolutely like, ah, we were so excited. We pulled up to the Movie World theme park. We got a van. We had a van. And we pulled up to the Movie World theme park. And let me tell you, I don't think I will ever forget the first view of the theme park and the excitement that was coursing through my veins when we pulled up. It was so exciting. I loved it. And then, yeah, Movie World was just amazing. My favourite ride was the Wild Wild West. I went on that twice. I wasn't able to go on, like, the giant roller coasters because of things happening with my eyes, which we weren't aware of yet, but we knew something was going on. So for the big, big rides, I wasn't allowed on them, which, looking back now, very grateful that I wasn't allowed on them because, yeah, of my eye condition. So yeah, Wild Wild West. I'm pretty sure. The characters. I got a photo with Catwoman. Oh my gosh, I love Catwoman. And like, they got photos with Superman, and there were other characters, and everyone got photos with like the characters. So that was pretty cool. And the way like the setup for the Wild Wild West ride was so cool. It was amazing. Just Movie World in general was so much fun. I really enjoyed it. And there's a shop where you like exit. I brought a Roadrunner. This Roadrunner is almost as tall as I am. It's like half my size. It's massive. Honestly, amazing. I love Roadrunner. Maybe not when you're bringing him through an airport, but yeah, I love my wee Roadrunner. He's sitting on my floor. Yeah, in my room. And then SeaWorld. Oh, I love SeaWorld. Okay, so SeaWorld was on the Thursday. No, Thursday. Yes, Thursday. Next day after Movie World. SeaWorld. I loved SeaWorld so much. So we got there, and there was a ride that everyone wanted to do, which I also wanted to do, but I couldn't do because the like health and safety desk was like kind of assessing, and they're like, "Oh, you can do it. Oh, wait, no, you can't do it. Oh, wait, you can do it. Oh, wait, you can't do it." And so I couldn't do it, and I was a bit upset about that. I'm not gonna lie, because it looked really fun, because it was like one where you go down into the water or something. I don't know. And so the carers had let me do a animal encounter. I will never forget this in my life ever. It was one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had. I got to choose between a polar bear one or a sea lion and a ferocial one. I chose the sea lion and the ferocial. So one of them was called Mickey, and the other was called, I don't know what the other one was called. Oops, I forgot what the other one was called. But one of them was called Mickey. And this sea lion was gigantic. And there was a seal. And we got to take photos with them. And we got to also feed them, because it was a relatively small group. Normally, apparently, they wouldn't let you feed them, but they did for our group, and it was so cool. And, that was just incredible. I got to cuddle a sea lion and a ferocial. Like, how does it get better than that? Like, it was amazing. And I also got ice cream. We got ice cream. And, Australia ice cream is delicious. We also saw the penguins. Me and my Kara saw the penguins. We went to go see the penguins. It was funny because the other people were at the ride with the other Karas and everything. And we were at the animal encounter. And so we went to go to the ride that they were at. But they weren't at it. I think they were, like, near it, but we couldn't see them. So we went to the shop. We went to the shop, and I got a wee sea lion. No, not sea lion. Why am I saying that? I got a wee Sea World pink crew neck. And from this trip, two things happened. Well, more than two things happened. But my obsession with the colour pink began, and my obsession with Tangles began. Both of them are still going now. And so I got a pink crew neck, and our group finally caught up. for a split second, we thought they'd left us, but they would never do that. So we met up again. I managed to get some photos, thanks to my lovely Kira, of the sea lion and the first hill. And, yeah, we went to shop, and then we went back to the resort, and we jumped in the pool. This pool, there were two or four pools, and at night they lit up with LEDs, and it was like green, blue, red. It was so much fun. Hopped in the pool. It was awesome. And then the meals, oh my gosh, they were amazing too. Dream World. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I went on the claw at Dream World. If anyone ever knows what that is, it's massive. Spins you around. It spins you up in the air. I'm afraid of heights. I have a deathly fear of heights. Well, I did. And I went on this, and I was screaming the entire time. I came off crying. Not because I was sad, but because I was happy and scared at the same time. I was like, what the heck was that? And then I asked them to go again, which they said no. And I was like, yeah, fair enough. Fair enough, because I don't think I actually did want to go back on it again. I think just like the adrenaline of it. Oh, and there were bumper cars, and there was there was a roller coaster. Okay, I got to go on my first ever and probably only ever roller coaster there. And let me tell you, I went on this thing about 10 times. I was having the time of my life. And Candy Flyer. And I actually have my Dream World card in the back of my phone. Let's see, what rides could I go on? Attraction Pass, Dream World, Bananas in Pyjamas, Big Red Boat, Candy Flyer, I went on the Candy Flyer, The Claw, Dream World Dodgems, Escape Coaster, yay, Play School Wheel, Shockwave. I did not go on Shockwave because I think I would have probably vomited. I don't have a very good, nausea tolerance. Soaring Swing, Teacups, and Vintage Cars. Now, I gone on the roller coaster heaps of times. Then I went on the Candy Flyer about four times, and then I went on the Escape. No, and then I went on the Soaring Swing, and I was like, "It'll be fine. It's like fine." They had to stop the ride like halfway through because I vomited. I don't vomit very often, but I turned green and I vomited. And then I went on a carousel after that, but. Yeah, it was so fun. It was honestly so fun. And then we got ice cream and milkshakes. And me and Henry got chocolate milkshakes and the others got ice cream. And, yeah, it was, like, from this vintage booth or whatever. And SeaWorld. I went on the Trident. Also terrified of heights, but that was so much fun. And then Dreamworld, my dream literally came true. I got to hold a koala. I was the first one out of our group to hold a koala. And thankfully, it didn't poop on me. Most magical experience of my entire life, and I will never forget it. I got a photo with the koala. Oh my gosh, it's so fluffy and cute. And my dream came true. I was literally nothing tops the koala. The koala was absolutely incredible. And we all got mini koala soft toys as well. And mini wee SeaWorld soft toys as well. And it was magical. The worker thing came back and she came over to me and she was like, "Do you want another pet? Pet the koala?" I was like, "Yes, please." And she's like, "Yeah, I know, I could see it on your face." I was like, "Aw." So yeah, koala, best thing ever. And then on the Saturday, we went to Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary. Mind you, while we were in Australia, it was in the 30s every single day. It was very hot. So Currumbin was the hottest day by far. We were all roasting. And so we went to Currumbin and we watched a bird show. That was quite cool. But then we ended up leaving early and we just spent all day in the pool because we were like, cool. And honestly, that was so much fun. We jumped in and we, it was so much fun. We had pool noodles. And, yeah, honestly, we were playing, running around. And, yeah, it was fun. It was quite the experience. Yeah, it was honestly the best time ever. That pool, we were in the pool for hours and we were chasing each other around and just kind of having the time of our lives. And, yeah, and one of the photos, it looks really funny because it's like a I don't know what you call them, but like it's really funny because I'm like, I wasn't choking, but I had swallowed some water and I was laughing, and then one other's got a pool noodle, and then the other's like standing on the end of the pool, and then others running away. It was so much fun. And then yeah, we went home on the Sunday, and it was really sad. But I think I've got all the. I'm still in contact with all the people I went on the trip with. Lizzie, I talk to her daily. Henry, talk to him occasionally. Okay, occasionally. The other guy, I've got him on social media. I don't talk to him though. And then the other guy, I actually don't talk to him. And then I don't have him on social media or anything. And then, yeah, the two girls, two other girls who went on the trip, it's funny because I've somehow connected to all of them. Yeah, through siblings. So I was actually best friends with two of their older siblings at some point at primary school and like at kindergarten or whatever. So that was funny. And honestly, the karaoke trip was absolutely life-changing for me. I came back and, yeah, it brought back my spark because for a while I had been, I guess, not so sparkly, shall I say. It has a few mental challenges and it was hard. I needed something to bring back my spark and bring me back to life, and that karaoke trip did. I honestly can't rant about it enough. Like, honestly, I don't think I ever would have gotten to do any of those things if it wasn't for karaoke. Yeah, so I'm super grateful to all the carers and all the people who made it possible to happen and the people who went on it as well. It was a really good time, really good group. Some of my favourite people certainly had some good times with all of them, yeah. It was good. Yeah, and we had diaries that we would have to fill out. Not have to, but, like, we could in a wee thing. And I love my wee diary because it's got, like, the food and everything. Oh, and I'm obsessed with hoodies as well. And I got a koala hoodie from Currumbin, and it's got koala on it, my favourite hoodie in the entire world. Like, And we got matching jewellery. The girls got matching jewellery. And, we all got matching toys and matching koala soft toys, and it was honestly the best time ever. And the last night we driven to Brisbane, and we were staying at a really, like, I don't want to say, we were staying at quite an interesting hotel. It was fine motel, but when you like entered it in the dark, it kind of looked like something out of a horror movie. Like, it was a good stuff, but like it was quite funny. We sat in the courtyard and had Macca's that night. Delicious. I don't even remember what I got. I think I got chicken nuggets, actually. Delicious. I loved it. But yeah, it was cool. I really liked Brisbane and the Gold Coast. And the whole thing, honestly, I can't thank them enough for it, because I made some lifelong friends and lifelong memories. And I was basically able just to fully be a kid for a week again and kind of just forget about, you know, daily struggles with having a disability, and kind of just got to forget about that and focus on having a really, really good time. And for that, I will forever be grateful. Honestly, I loved every single second of it. And the photos, got a whole bunch of photos. I still look at them every single day, and that's what mentally gets me through my surgeries. I look at the photos beforehand and I go into that mental space. It's like my happy place when I go into the operating theatre. So, yeah, I love my karaoke trip. It was the best week of my entire life. Thank you to everyone who made that possible.
The
Thanks for coming along and tuning into this episode of Spilling the Reality with me, Vika, on Otago Access Radio Youth Zone. Can't wait to spill some more reality with you next time. You can find Spilling the Reality on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and oar.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.